Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, that's my good
guy right there doing their thing on Solar Records Radio. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, everybody? Let's get this groove going. Yes. Time to get it moving here. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. I'm trying to get better, y'all. I'm trying to get better. Y'all know I'm still feeling this little thing, right? But I'm getting better. I'm doing good, I guess. You know, I can hear it in my voice still a little bit, but I know I'm getting better. I feel better. God has blessed me. And so, hallelujah, salvation and glory. How is everybody doing? How are all my friends around the world? Are you guys good? I mean, I'm praising God that you are, and I'm thankful that, you know, even if you're not feeling that good, you're going to be good. How about that? Amen. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory once again. Anyway, guys, I'm looking forward to seeing Greg. Greg is flying here this weekend. This weekend, Greg's flying here to the United States. And him and Phil are coming out, and they're going to do a little road trip after they get here, and they're going to drive basically halfway across the United States. So y'all always keep them in prayer because, you know, it's winter time here, and the weather is subject to change, you know, just randomly. So we have to, you know, make sure that we keep them in prayer and that they end up being blessed and God has got them, and that they have a wonderful, wonderful trip. And I'm going to see them on Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I'll get to hang out with Greg and Phil, and we'll post some pictures and stuff, and we're going to have a good time, right? We're going to have a good time. So much love, much love. I want to give a shout out to Sugar Rainbow. Thank you, Sugar. How you doing, sweetie pie? This is your boy, Wardell. Thanks for checking on me last night. And she happened to call me when I was in the tub. Well, actually, she didn't call me. She texted me. I was like, I'm in the tub, girl. It felt good, too. It was hot. I was like, yes, this is perfect. And I was just sitting there programming my phone. And then and I saw this, and I was like, oh, that's Sugar Rainbow. But anyway, sweetheart, thank you so much for always checking on me and making sure I'm good. I hope you are well, and you're doing good as well. And to, you know, there's so many cool people, Karen and Julian is always checking on her brother. Julian out in Detroit, Michigan. What's up, girly girl? Much love to you. We love you, sweetheart. Oh, what is this here? What are they talking about? Anyway, I'm looking at my other computer over here. It's doing a little dance thing. I don't know what that's about, but we'll get it all taken care of. Anyway, guys, God bless you. I hope you are good, and God is keeping you and all that good stuff, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to go down memory lane here right now. I'm getting ready to set you up, and we're going to go down this road together. I want to play this next song. I want to play you, it's a song that it you know, my auntie was, you know, my auntie, and she, you know, and she's always been there all my life, and she was like my mother's big sister, and so she's really, really like my grandma almost, but she was like another mother, an extended mother to me. And her house wasn't too far from my dad's shop. So in between my mom's house and my dad's shop was my auntie's house. And so I got to go and hang out with them a lot. She had two sons, and I would always spend the night with them. They make me sleep in the middle because I was little. That was not right. I don't know what's wrong with them boys. But anyway, they made me sleep in the middle, so be it. But I had a great time hanging out. I love my auntie's food. Oh, man, she used to make the best breakfast. Loved having breakfast over there. And so, but, you know, I remember my auntie had talked to her, and I was like, okay, auntie, I love you. And I don't know what made me say this, but I was just talking to her. I said, okay, auntie, now, you take care of yourself now. You make sure you're good, okay? I don't want nothing to happen to you. So you take care of yourself. And she's like, yeah, auntie's going to take care of herself, baby. And I promise you, she was gone the next month. And it was just like a shocker because she went into the hospital and she had her surgery done. And then there was a blood clot that came out and killed her. And so I was like, man, I cannot believe my poor auntie is still gone. And so every time I hear this song that I want to play you, it just, when I hear it, I just think of my auntie. And so I always dedicate this song to my auntie. I love you, auntie, so much. And may God bless you and stay with you, because I love you just the way you are. Got it.
Dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know you hallelujah. Girl sent you hallelujah. Girl sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Putting it down on Solar Records Radio, guys. Let's keep this baby moving.
Hanging around. Okay.
I used to sing that song in my band I grew up playing drums with. As a little kid, I grew up playing the drums for a little band, and they let me sing that song, and it was so cool because I would go over to my cousin's house, and my cousins were older than me, and so I was young, and they were like about in their 20s and 30s. They were married and stuff, and I would, my band would go over and on their block, and we would perform, and people would come out and hang out, and then it was time for me to sing that song, and they would go boy go. I would tell you my nickname. All right, I'll tell you, but this is between us, okay? Because this is a secret. I don't really tell anybody my nickname, but my nickname is Whitey. So they would go Whitey, go Whitey. And so let me explain why they call me Whitey. Because my dad's name was Wardell. And so my mom wanted to call me something. She didn't want to call me Wardell. Because, my dad and I, both of us, be like, yeah. So she called me Waddy. It's like, what's a Waddy? And so my nickname was Waddy. So when she would call me when we were little kids, and she would scream up the street, Waddy, it sounded like Whitey. And so the kids would get confused, and they were like, Whitey, 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 Whitey. And they would go back and forth, and they just ended up with Whitey. And so all the kids called me Whitey, Whitey, Whitey. That was my nickname, Whitey. So anyway, that's how it ended up happening. And when I was playing over at my cousin's house or, wherever, they would go Whitey, go Whitey, go Whitey. And so, but I loved that song because it just took me back when I was a little kid, and we were just having, enjoying life. And that's really what life is about, right? Like if we just think about it, we just reminisce about, wow, we were young and we were fragile, and we were just trying to figure out stuff, and how blessed we are that we're still here, that we made it this far. And you just think about that whole road. Everything we went through from then to now, that is just crazy. And what a gift it is, because so many of our brothers and sisters didn't make it that far. And so they, you know, whatever their life was, that's what their life was, and they probably enjoyed their life up to that point because they wouldn't know what it's like to live longer. And so bless their souls, bless their hearts, whoever they may be, and may God keep them. You know, God protects his children and the crazy ones and the babies. So, you know, we would think that they would be with their with our Heavenly Father. So anyway, guys, this is Wardell Fudge Jr., also known as Whitey. And I'm just having a good time with you guys. I hope you are having a good time with me. We are lifting your spirits up this on this beautiful Throwback Thursday. We want you to feel blessed. And some of you guys, like in California, are getting hit hard with the rain. So we want to lift your spirits up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, y'all. Gotta get up. Don't let the rain pull you down. I know it's crazy because it's coming down. But we're going to make sure that we don't let that happen, right? We're going to do everything we can. So can y'all shake a little bit? Can you shake it like a Polaroid picture? Can you shake it just a little bit? Come on. Shake it just a little bit.
Give me the permission, okie dokie, I bless that. Bless it like Buddha, Buddha as the best. We can lay down at the level, touch your head on my chest.
I do. I'm doing it.
Wow, Howard Hewitt on Solar Records Radio, putting it down. I gotta turn this down because that is hot. Anyway, guys, I hope you're good. Greg, you're back. What's up, Greg's in the house, y'all. How you doing, Gregory in the house, Mr. Greg? I hope you are doing good. All right. Let's see here. So, today is Thursday. It is Throwback Thursday, and we are celebrating Throwback Thursday. We're just kind of just going down the, you know, down the line of different grooves, different old school grooves, different memories. I'm going to play you something that's really different, though. It's something that was way, you know, like it really took me back. I was like, wow. I looked at the video. And the video even made me more, it confused me a little bit. It made me think about, like, how would I feel, you know, being this only black girl singing around all these white people that were just there for props. You know, they were there and they were talking and clapping their hands off the beat, everything. And they were just there for props. And then you had this black girl singing her heart out. She really was by herself. That's the strangest thing, because she, and I can feel it when I'm watching her sing, like she's really by herself. She, there's not no other girls like into it with her. They just put her out there, and then they had the other white people around her, but behind her, so that, you know, it's so that she was accepted, I guess. I don't know. It was just kind of weird. And look at the video when you get a chance and tell me. It's Brenda Holloway. And, Brenda Holloway. And the song is called Every Little Bit Hurts. And so I want to play this song for you because it hurt for me to watch it. My feelings were sad and everything, but at the same time, I was proud of her because she did a good job. You know, she did what she had to do and stuff. But you know, you just never know what people are going through. I don't know. Maybe she was okay. It's just what I saw, what I felt when I was looking at her, and I could have read it wrong, right? I could have been wrong. She could have been just fine. But what I was reading was something else. It was like, whoa. So look at it and let me know what you're thinking. I'll post a video, but look at it and tell me what your thoughts are about it, because I just it kind of threw me off a little bit. So let's kick back, relax here on Solar Records Radio as we're throwing it back. We're going way back here. This is way back. All right, so check it out here on Solar Records Radio, Brenda Holloway, and this is called Every Little Bit Hurts.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt hurts. Every little hurt hurts. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone, leave me all alone. My love is as strong for you. You, I can't take this loneliness you've given me. Yeah. I can't go on giving my life away. Oh, come back to me. To you, I'm a toy, and to you, the boy who has to say when I should play. Yeah, you hurt me, disturb me.
What's happening, baby? Did you miss me over the weekend? If you did, I'm sorry. But now that I'm here, I don't want to bore you with a long, irrelevant conversation. But you see, doll, I think it's about time for me to get real serious about you. Because if someone was to rip me off for you, I couldn't account for my actions afterwards, and the way I feel, knowing that you should have been mine all the time. But you see, I not only want you, baby, but I need you. And the need is so strong, it's almost like that of a junkie. In other words, baby, I just got to have you. Listen to me, darling. Please, listen to me. What is a love, Jones? Shucks, doll. It's when you love someone very, very much, and you just can't seem to get yourself together. Like last Friday in class, when Mr. Russell was giving us the test, I was sitting up staring at you and daydreaming. I know I failed, huh? My test paper with nothing but my name on it? I guess anybody can have a love, Jones. It's just love, but true love, the way I feel about you, that's a love job, darling. A love job.
I got a love job for you.
comprehended anything I've said, and you find that you do love me, then all I want to hear from you, doll, is that you too have a love, Jones.
Wow, that was an abrupt ending. I'm like, what's going on here? Anyway, guys, so you good? You good? You all right over there? Y'all good? This is Wardell Fosse Jr. for Solar Records Radio. We got about another 53 minutes left in the show. Don't forget, tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's Friday, and we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So tune in to that, right? We're going to have a good time with that. That's going to be, that's always interesting, very good, and you just never know who may call in. And so we do our best to be our best, and we try to have a good time with you guys, and hopefully you guys enjoy what we do. You know, I mean, I was really blessed to have, you know, some people call in and really bless the show. So you just never know who may call in. And I tell you, it's something else. And we just have a really, really good time here at Soul Out Records Radio. So, but yeah, we're going to have a good time. And I'll give you an idea of what we're going to be doing when we do it here on Soul Out. Here we go. Soul Out. Beautiful, beautiful song by Shalimar. And so I gave you like an idea of what we're going to be doing starting tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. I just played you three great songs, and I think that you're going to enjoy it. And we're going to have a good time with it. But that last song, Let's Find a Time for Love. I mean, you just, when you think about it, Shalamar was so young. They were so young. And this is like 1980, 1979, 1980 when they recorded that. And it was just so well done. And I just think about the innocence of everybody. And we were just all figuring it out. And Leon had been doing it longer, so he was the leader, and we were all following Leon's leadership, and we were so blessed because we had him as a leader. And what a great job, Leon. Thank you so much for blessing all of us and just really making this thing happen for us. We can't thank you enough, you know, and so much love to you, my brother. God bless you, Leon. Silvers the Third, Leon Frank Silvers the Third. Oh, that Leon was something else. That boy is crazy. You were crazy, Leon. You know you're crazy, right? But you know I love you. Despite how crazy you were, and you know we had some roller coaster ride times. We had some really fun times in the studio, boxing and learning about each other, loving each other. You know. Just kind of falling, you know, in the right place at the right time, just doing the right things. And we were able to really be blessed. We were able to bless each other with our gifts and our talents. And man, oh man, God, you were so good. And thank you for blessing us and helping us to do the right thing. We truly, truly, truly appreciate you so much. And so we created the Sound of Los Angeles Records in the process of doing all of that. And what a beautiful blessing that was, right? What a beautiful, beautiful blessing it is just to be able to create a sound. A sound. It wasn't just a song or two. It was a sound. And that sound just continues to today. It just goes on and on and on. And I'm so grateful, so blessed to be a part of that sound. And so to my brothers who and sisters who are a part of that, who are now resting in peace, thank you so much for blessing us with your gifts and your hard work. And you'll always be remembered. We will always remember you. And thank you. Thank you for, you know, dedicating your time and just doing what you did to make it happen. So, man, oh, man, I tell you, hey, we are still going here. We got about 33 minutes left in the show, and I just want to say thanks so much. You know, Don Fleming will probably come in shortly. I know he has a show tonight to do, so, you know, he's prepping and doing all his kind of stuff. So, but it's been a blessing. This is all. It's always fun to play music for you guys and just be blessed by you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you very, very, very much. You know, I want to play something for you. Kind of makes me sad a little bit. Yeah, just take a listen. Just take a little listen to this.
Yeah. Well, where are you, Sandy? Right here. That's the book. It's called Why Me, and I've always wanted to bring somebody out by saying, this man needs no introduction. You can do it today, can't you? Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah!
Yeah, this is Black History Month.
The girl's still screaming for you. Get out of here.
Thank you. They still scream for you.
Can I just say to the audience in the studio, thank you for the warm reception. Thank you.
They're nice people. Very nice people. I tasted your barbecue sauce.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, see, I expected it to be, you know how most black folks like, you know, barbecue sauce. That kind that it's a, you know. But your sauce is kind of a crossover sauce. It's nice. You can share it with your friends and everything. Because my uncle makes sauce, and you can't get near it, you know? I mean, it's frightening. But your sauce is real good, real tasty.
To me, being a, you know, I started cooking about 14 years ago,
mm-hmm.
messing around with a fry pan, and then fade out, fade back in. About $100,000 later, including a private kitchen. You've mm-hmm. been at the house, so you know it, the one that's down there. I go down there and I cook. And I started working with recipes and fooling around. But I found out something. If you get into the food business, and I hope you're not upset, Paul. If you get into the food business, what you've got to do, I try to leave a little space so that everybody don't like hot, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to, you know, got to. My wife loves hot sauce, Altavis. Put hot sauce on cornflakes. I swear to you. Put it on anything. And I've got a gentleman that I've been associated with. He's in the band.
Yeah.
He is my conductor, second in command. His name is Fip Ricard. He has them little bottles of hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So that he has them all over. So that whatever happens, if it's a french fry, beep, beep.
Yeah.
You know, beep, beep. That's
drop
it. You know, you can't do that with things that are going on the shelf, I don't think.
Yeah.
So I try to make it not neuter, but try to make it so that, hey, yeah, that's interesting. I think it needs some more hot sauce in it.
Yeah.
Then you can have it.
You got a lot of food products. You got mustard.
Yeah. Mean mustard.
Mean mustard.
Mean mustard. Yes. And I figured that the brothers would like that.
Yeah.
Because you know you ain't never going to see a brother going, I beg your pardon, could I try that Grey Poupon? That when we get around to doing a commercial, I want to be leaning in the back of the car like this and go, hey, man, give me some of that mean mustard.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Where can you buy the stuff at?
Well, it'll be on the market on the West Coast. We just opened up in Detroit, which is Michigan, of course,
mm-hmm.
Cleveland, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. And they're the test markets, and thank goodness it's going very well. It'll soon be out on the West Coast and all over.
That's good. How did you get into cooking, and why?
I got into cooking after I got off drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I had to find something to do with my hands, because I'd come up. No, I'm serious, man. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sitting there going...
Yeah. So I think, what else can I do with a straw?
Let's see. You know.
Oh my God.
And after I had all the spoons melted down, you know, then you figure out. So I started, and because the partying days were over, man,
mm-hmm.
and I come off the stage, and I didn't know what to do with myself. And the first thing I found out was, if you change your lifestyle or you want to change it, you, unfortunately, a lot of people who are associated with you in this world, that lifestyle, you have to stop seeing because you can't stand the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Particularly in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to stop seeing it. There's no partying, no nothing. Go to your room, man, and sit there and feel sorry for yourself, which is what I did. Nobody, I have to get it, just nobody. Sure, on the stage, I'm good. Nobody up here, blah, 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 you know. And I started cooking with one fry pan.
Yeah.
And did that for about a year and a half. Just would come upstairs and mince and dice, you know. And then, well, I can only tell you that now I carry 5 Foot Lockers.
Yeah.
Worth of, you know, electric stoves and this, that, and the other. And when I get to Vegas, where I'm going, tonight, God be on our side, we make it to Vegas, I'll be right in the kitchen. By 11:30 tonight, be in the kitchen cooking.
How much?
Mincing and dicing. What are you doing, Sammy? I'm mincing and dicing.
You talk about friends. How much of drug use was because it was a way of socializing and attracting friends?
It wasn't any of those things with
really?
Me, Senior. I did it because, first of all, I'm still waiting to get high.
Mm-hmm.
That's the God's honest truth. I'm still waiting to get high.
It just didn't happen for you.
It didn't happen for me. And now, booze. Ooh. Booze? I love booze. You understand me? And that's, they're all, you abuse anything, but drugs was just something because it seemed to be everybody was doing it and I wanted to be within with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But man, to really get a nice buzz, you know, give me a little bourbon, give me a little vodka. I miss booze. See, I don't miss the other stuff, but I miss not drinking.
And why did you stop drinking?
Because the doctor said you're going to die. You will die if you keep on drinking. And my stomach swole out to here, you know, and ain't nothing worse than a guy that weighs 112 pounds with a big stomach out here. You know? People going, oh, you look healthy. You know? And it was all the liver just backed up on me.
Yeah.
So I was a very lucky man because I almost died.
Wow.
And which subsequently led me to become involved with the Liver Institute, which I now it's named after myself. And New Jersey, out in Newark, medicine, the College of Medicine and Dentistry, and it has a wing called the Sammy Davis Jr. Liver Institution, and I couldn't be prouder because, man, that's where it's at.
We'll take a commercial and come right back with Sammy Davis Jr.
All right, guys. So this is Wardell Fudge Jr. And I just want to say, hey, guys, we had a great show today. And that tribute, Sammy Davis Jr., you know, this is February, Black History Month. And so you'll be hearing different things from us in regards to Black history. May God bless us all, keep us all, and let's just do each other right, right? We're all in this together. Let's just make it work out. Let's do our best to be our best and love one each other and be a blessing to one another. I mean, that way we're good, right? Come on, we can do this. All right, guys? May God bless all of you, and thank you for tuning in today to Soul Eye Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you very, very much. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. You know you
to do all the things we want to. Hi, I'm Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I'd like to say hello to all our fans in Holland. The Avro Radio and Television Tip of the Week is, I'm your boogeyman.
I'm your boogeyman. I'm
What a beautiful, beautiful song. I just love that song so much, and I just wanted to play it for you as we were leaving. 90 seconds left in the show. I'll catch you guys later. Please be my baby. Bye-bye. Oh.
Girl, whose hairstyles are out of this world? Whether it's straight or bouffant or it's curled. My baby.
My baby. My baby.
My baby. My baby. My baby. Pretty baby. Half grown like a baby's lamb. And I love to run my fingers through it. I hope she sees me the way I am. But if I have to change, you know I'm gonna do it for my baby.
I'm gonna do it for my baby.
Gold than anything in this world could hold. My baby,
my baby,
my baby,
baby,
my baby,
baby,
baby, pretty baby. Enough gold in her personality for you not to shame. Golden girl, you belong to me. Yes, no, I try to stake his claim on my baby.